AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A midnight deadline looms for Congress to pass a spending bill or the federal government will shut down. House Speaker Mike Johnson's proposing a new plan that would fund federal operations and disaster relief for a few months. It punts President-elect Trump's demands for a debt limit increase into the new year. But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says,
if the House put our original agreement on the floor today, it would pass, and we could put the threat of a shutdown behind us.
In Germany, an apparent attack on a Christmas market in the eastern city of Magdeburg. Officials say a car plowed into the market, killing an adult and a toddler, at least 60 others injured. The suspect said to be a 50-year-old Saudi doctor who moved to Germany in 2006. A Russian ballistic missile attack on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Officials say at least one person killed. Charles Deledesma has more.
At least three loud blasts were heard in Kyiv shortly before sunrise, the city administration saying later falling missile debris caused damage and sparked fires in three districts of the capital. The attack knocked out heating to hundreds of residential buildings, over a dozen medical facilities, and 30 schools and kindergartens. The Russian ministry says the strike's in response to a Ukrainian missile attack on Russia's Rostov border region earlier on Friday. That attack used six American-made Army tactical missile systems and Storm Shadow missiles provided by the UK. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Meantime, an official in Russia's Kursk region says a Ukrainian attack, again using U.S.-supplied missiles, killed six people, including a child. In the Middle East, an Israeli airstrike on a residential building in central Gaza killed at least seven Palestinians, including four children. That word from Gaza health officials. And U.S. diplomats are visiting Syria for the first time since President Bashar Assad's ouster, holding talks with the country's new leadership and seeking information on the whereabouts of missing American journalist Austin Tice. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street to turn what had been one of the market's worst weeks of the year into just a pretty bad one. The S&P 500 rallied 1.1% Friday to shave its loss for the week down to 2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 498 points. It's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 1%. A report said a measure of inflation the Federal Reserve likes to use was slightly lower last month than had been expected. That's an encouraging signal after the Fed shocked markets on Wednesday by saying worries about inflation could keep it from cutting interest rates in 2025, as much as earlier thought. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note dropped to 4.53%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Starbucks workers have begun a five-day strike to protest a lack of progress in contract negotiations. The strikes began in L.A., Chicago, and Seattle and could spread. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.